I'm here with Rod Strother, Director for the Digital and Social Center of Excellence at Lenovo. Rod, let me start by asking you if you can describe how your company is enabling new ways of engaging with customers.
I don't know if I would describe us as enabling new ways of engaging with customers. Obviously, we aim to do that. But I think right now, we're trying to look at the current ways we've got of engaging with customers and trying to make them as effective as possible. You know, as a global company, we are on all the key social networks, as you would expect. So we're on everything from Facebook to Twitter to Instagram and Weibo in China, for example. And we try and do that through our community managers. Each of our countries has someone responsible for community management with, you know, our across the social networks. Within my team at a worldwide level, I have a community manager who's looking at the conversations that are taking place all the time. Obviously, part of that is resolving customer issues, and part of that is answering simple questions or directing people to the right place. But all of it is aimed at giving a better experience for our customers.
What is the role of technology in enabling that experience, such as social, mobile, analytics, geolocation, etc.?
Yeah, technology can be a little bit of a double-edged sword, actually, because on one hand, it can be a tremendous benefit in enabling us to do things that 6 months ago weren't possible. And I'll go on and talk about a couple of examples of that. But on the other hand, it's quite a lot of pressure to be able to ensure that you're keeping as up to date as possible with your technologies and with the tools that you've got available. As a global team, our role really is to ensure that we're providing all the countries and our various business units with as effective a toolkit as we possibly can. And sure as fate, as soon as you've agreed on a technology, 4 to 6 weeks later, someone's coming along and saying, well, actually, our tool does that much faster, or it does it much cheaper than the current one that you're using. So it's really important for us to do our due diligence in selecting any kinds of technology. And we tend to take a sort of a test approach in some instances. So there's a technology that we're using at the moment with our Australia-New Zealand team. And we're testing out how that monitors the virality of content and the effectiveness of content when we take people to our e-commerce site. It looks into how you can monitor social media content beyond just last click attribution, where, you know, generally social doesn't do as well in last click attribution. And this technology starts to look at the long tail effect on things like that. So it's really important for us to get the technology decisions right, because it's generally a fairly big investment. And to be honest, it's become an increasingly larger part of my overall budget each year.
What do you see as the key benefits of offering these new forms of engagement, both in terms of short-term as well as long-term?
Yeah, I don't know if I would split the benefits into short and long-term. I think the implications would be both short and long term. I think the implications could be far more significant in the long term. I mentioned earlier on about the work that we're doing on the social listening side. And when we first set up the social listening team and set up the whole command center, we used to describe things as the pink laptop moment. And what we meant by that is we would never go out and ask the question of, do people want a pink laptop? However, if it was one of the pieces of information that was thrown up through the regular social listening that we carry out, that there was an overwhelming response for pink laptops, then that's something that we would feed back up to the product development team. And it's certainly something that they would have to take into consideration. Now, obviously, teams like the product development guys are using social listening on a regular basis to see how they can improve upon the products that we're offering, how we can tailor them to what people actually want. So, yeah, that definitely would be a benefit in the short term, but I think massive implications in the long term there.
How do you measure success in something like this?
Ah, you saved the toughest question to the end. How do you measure success? Well, how long do you have for this one? I think success always comes back to what are the business objectives or marketing objectives that you're trying to achieve. We'll tailor our metrics and measurements appropriately for those specific objectives. On a regular basis, though, how do we measure our social media success? Well, we recently introduced something called the Social Health Index, and we worked with a company called Social Bakers, who are one of the global leaders in social data. And we worked with them to introduce that. Now, the rationale for doing that is simply because there are so many different arguments and theories around what you should be measuring, a lot of them conflicting arguments. So we wanted to try and simplify things and make it easy for everybody to look at what we felt you should be measuring. So we've based that around what we call the PARS scoring system, which takes into account participation, acquisition, retention, and sharing. It allows you to boil that down into one particular number. Obviously, on a deeper level, you can go into all the specifics, and you can do that across each individual channel, such as Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and we'll be introducing Instagram into that as well. Now, that allows you to manage or measure yourself up against your particular competitors within your industry cluster. But what it also does, and where we find it interesting, is it allows us to measure ourselves up against brands that we feel are leaders in the social space. So for us, we are looking at brands such as GoPro or Nike. Now, whilst they may not be direct competitors, they certainly are competitors when we're looking at share of mind amongst our target audience. So that's proven really interesting. The data is still, it's still in the early days, but we'll be looking to share that on a regular basis and produce regular reports. And it's something that Social Bakers will be sharing with everybody in the marketplace.